Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Musk Kingdom winner Caden Black. Then we'll speak with 15-year-old sprint car winner Cohen McDaniel. And we'll have a conversation with the Reaper, Ryan Gustin. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Kentucky at Richmond. Michael Chilton wins that one. Justin Cooper the same at Mudlick. 191 to Brandon Fouts. Caleb Todd a winner at Thunder Mountain. Rock Castle to Braden Noble. And Trent Green victorious at Florence. Iowa at Maquoketa to Mitch Morris. The World of Outlaws sprints in Knoxville. David Gravel climbing up to the wing. Andy Nesworski wins 34. Davenport to Curtis Glover. And Casey Korsmo picks up a pair at Hawkeye Downs. Missouri at Scotland County to Kay Dillard. Nienheiser, Jacoby, and Edler all win at I-55. Kokomo in Indiana. Jacob Denny and Justin Grant getting big wins. Matt Lux victorious at Montpelier. US 24 to Kale Cannon. Jaden Rogers wins Lincoln Park. Speed Roan to Landon Thrasher. Dalton Connor wins Anderson. And at Brownstown, it's Derek Groomer. Illinois at Highland to Mike Harrison. Austin Becerra wins Quincy. Farmer City goes to Jason Wagner. Brody Tucker in victory lane at Viola Boys. Making the checkers to Max Emerson. El Paso Express. Ryan Unzinger chugs through Florence to victory. Beckley, West Virginia to Brandon Atkins. Hornsby wins Princeton. Carpenter again a winner at Parkersburg. Tyler County, Corey DeLancey, and Eddie Carrier Jr. with wins. A.J. Flick parks it in victory lane at Lernerville for the 50th time in his career. Bedford to Jeff Ryan, Mike Loggard wins Dog Hollow. Ohio at Fremont to Cale Thomas, and Bob Page victorious at Midvale. And speaking of Ohio, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner last weekend at Muskingum Speedway, but he also is really coming off of a win a couple of weeks ago at Atomic Speedway, Caden Black. Hey, Caden, welcome back to the show. The last time you were on, a win at Midway Speedway. Well, you know, there's a pretty good, traveled roads in between those, but it does seem like it's a long way from Midway to what you did, especially, coming off these last two at Atomic and at Muskingum. What's been the magic? What do you think has changed? Just the experience level? How's the program really matured over these last couple of years?
Really, a lot has changed since that win at Midway. We've switched chassis brands. We've switched motor brands. We've kind of enhanced our program really far, really, in the last couple of years since the Midway race.
How about the driver? What do you do, different? Every year, I would imagine, or even a couple times a year, you analyze, what could I do? Are you working out more? Are you doing more sim? Anything anywhere in between?
I do a lot of sim racing during the off season. That is for sure. I did go to the gym a lot too, and really just seat time's another big thing, which I didn't really get much this year, and we're already starting off strong, so I guess I didn't need any, but seat time's definitely a big one too.
Well, Caden Black has been putting in the work to do it and doing it. A win at Atomic a couple of weeks ago, a $5,000 win, the biggest of his career so far, and then the victory at Muskingum Speedway last weekend, and I read that this was quite a battle with Bam Bam. How'd you wrestle it away from Brock to get the win?
Man, the Muskingum, that was the only racetrack racing in Ohio, so I think everybody was there, but the feature kind of started crazy. There was cars kind of hitting each other all over the place, and me and Bam Bam came out first and second, and I definitely believe I was faster than he was, and just I had to try to figure out how to get around him without, he's got a stick guy just like I do, so he knew where I was going to be, and at one point I was committed to throwing a slider, and he came down at the last second we got together, which, I definitely didn't mean that, and I think he knows that, so... we just raced on after that, and I threw a slider another couple laps after, and I was able to clear him, get the spot, and a caution came out, and I thought I was going to have to go behind him again, but they gave me the spot. So luckily, after that, I just kind of paced myself until I seen the checkered flag, really.
Well, Caden Black saw the checkered flag for the second big race in the last couple that he has won. Muskingum Speedway last weekend, Atomic Speedway a few weekends back. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. When you talk about stick guys, that's the guy that holds the light sticks up, and the closer they are, the closer the competition is, the wider, right? Are you using the same stick guy every time? Is it somebody that, you know, that you take with you? What's it take to be your stick guy, I guess?
Really, we try to keep it the same guy. There's a couple times I have a different person if the other one can't make it, but usually I just try to have the same exact one. So just we try to get a bond together of what I want to see when I'm racing and the different type of signals throughout the race with like different lines that I need to run and different, just different things I need to look out for.
Do you just have him use the sticks, or does he have to use one of those, you know, neon shirts and a funky hat, or, you know, what is your preferred stick guy look like?
Well, I don't get all crazy like Ryan Gustin does with the hot dog suit and all that. My guy wears a safety vest, and when he can, he uses the sticks. A couple series went to no sticks, so they have to use their hands. So those nights I'll have him put on like a really neon sweatshirt or some neon gloves so I can see him.
You feel like this momentum will carry you through? You got good vibes about, you know, getting into the summer months?
Man, I sure hope so. Definitely the last couple of years we've struggled with luck and have just some dumb things happen. So hopefully this momentum will keep us from having bad luck and just try to finish the best we can. I'm not always looking to win every race. I know I would love to, but that's not realistic. So just trying to have really good finishes and just try to get my name out there as much as possible.
Well, Caden Black getting those finishes, a down-to-earth racer, one to give a follow to on his social media. Check him out at a racetrack in and around the Ohio area. Caden Black, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's time for a PRN pit stop. Today we're getting to know co-anchor Nick Yeoman.
Let's drag him up.
Who was the first person you called when you found out you'd be in the booth this year?
It was my dad, who, I mean, he's the reason I'm a racing fan. There's pictures of me in a crib just like hours old, and I've got like a Bill Elliott, like Coors Light number 9 hat on. It's like much larger than my head, and I have a large head. So he was definitely the one that I reached out to first.
What's the best advice you have for someone trying to call races?
Well, it's gonna sound silly, but it really is as simple as call what you see.
Fans wanna know, what's the craziest call you've made in your career?
Turn number 2 for the Indianapolis 500, when Scott Dixon soared through the air, I called it live, and seeing Scott Dixon's car fly through the air, in flame, fire, you know, debris everywhere, that was probably the biggest one that stands out to me.
This has been a PRN Pit Stop featuring Nick Yeoman.
The World of Outlaws World Finals coming up at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway this November. That means it's time to get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his third USCS Sprint Car win last time at Carolina Speedway in Gastonia, North Carolina, He is from Gaffney, South Carolina, and everybody in the sprint car world is going, where's that? Where? Get him out. It's just south of Charlotte. It's known for its late models down there, but Cohen McDaniel putting it on the maps for taking this 360 division win in a sprint car. Hey, Cohen, great to have you back on the show. A couple years ago, a kid traveling around the country winning at English Creek we had on, and now you've jumped ahead and you got three big wins in USCS. How have you been developing yourself to go from those outlaw carts now up into these big ones? What's that transition been like? What's been the challenge that you're proud of yourself for overcoming?
Obviously, I ran outlaw carts for so long, and then getting the English Creek National wins, and then you kind of jump into a micro because of Millbridge and all that. And then you go from a micro to a sprint car, which a lot of people think it's kind of close to the same thing, but it's really not. The transition is definitely a big jump. You go from a cart with no shocks to a sprint car with shocks, and they're bigger wings, and they roll over on the left rear instead of rolling over on the right rear, and you get wing down. So there's a lot of transitions to it, but I never felt like I had a problem with that.
Wow. And don't let anything be in your way now. 410s will be in his future, the biggest, the baddest, the fastest. Not too far off for the driver from Gaffney, South Carolina, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Cohen McDaniel, chatting with us about his victories, about his progression. He is 15 years old, and I kind of liken it to, if you know back, the Knoxville Nationals winner, Ryan Timms, as a young up-and-comer. You could see it there, and you can see a lot of that kind of grit, determination from Cohen McDaniel. And, you know, what do you think is the thing that is making these wins come so much? Are you on the sim all the time? Are you training? What is the thing that you think is your difference maker that helps you the most?
Actually, I don't even have iRacing or any of the sim racing at all. I have Brian Kimmenall helping me, and he's taught me so much right now, and he's really showed me what sprint car racing is all about. And he's really the reason I've done so well in this. And I mean, without him, I would definitely not be doing as good as I am now. So a lot of practice and all that. We try to make every practice session we can just to get better and get more seat time. But right now it's all about learning. And maybe when I get older, I can win more races and just get even better than I am now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Cohen McDaniel has a lot of learning he's done, and he's putting it to good work. Three victories in the USCS Sprint Car Series, one last weekend at Carolina Speedway in Gastonia. Looked like that one had to be a bit of a patience tester with a almost 15-minute red flag at the start. What was going on in your helmet while you're just having to wait because they had a couple cars bang up on the first 100, 200 feet of the run there? And all that adrenaline comes up, and now it's got to rebuild. What's going on in you to try to get all that back in place?
Obviously, I was focused on getting a good start and trying to get out to an early lead. And once I saw a red flag, I was kind of confused. I was like, I was like, what are we doing on lap one? But I just kind of got refocused, and we're obviously sitting there under that red flag, and we only made half a lap, so I didn't really get to feel the track and all that, but I was just kind of thinking of what I wanted to do and just try to get another good start, get to the top and pull away. And that's kind of what I was thinking about the whole time, so nothing really crazy was going through my mind, just making sure I got a good start and got out to the lead.
Do you try to like hum your favorite tune or something? Do you say a quiet prayer? Is there anything kind of meditative that goes on when you got 15 minutes of trying to get back around to get a good start?
Well, obviously I say prayers for every race, but under that red flag, I had Jay Bird actually come down to the track making a little joke because I didn't have tear offs and hot laps. So I talked to him and I said a few words to him, but kind of just tried to stay calm. I tried to calm myself down just by thinking of stuff. And I wasn't saying this thing isn't one of those things or humming a tune. So I just do whatever I can to keep myself calm and concentrated.
Well, Cohen McDaniel has been doing it for a long time. Each division, he has continued to press up, And every time he goes up, it's win, win, win. And that is what's happening now as he is in the USCS Sprint Cars, the 360 power division. He has won in Mississippi, Alabama, and now in North Carolina. He's from Gastonia, South Carolina, and he's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, folks are going to get used to seeing you in Victory Lane, I would imagine, and get used to seeing you across the country now in a wing sprint car. Let's get to know you a little bit better. Did you play any other sports ever? Were you like a football guy for a couple days, a baseball kid? Do you watch basketball? Is there some other sport that interests you in any way?
Not really. I've always grown up just with racing and being around racing because of Cherokee. And then obviously my pawpaw was around it. And then, I mean, I never was really into anything else. Started when I was 5 racing. I'm 15 now, so I've been doing it almost my whole life. So
I saw a big sponsor obligation over the weekend. You were at a car dealership. How's that transition been from just putting a decal on the car now having to do public appearances?
That's my grandparents. That's my gaga right there. She does so much for me. And, obviously I've been around the tire store also my whole life. And, so they've been on my car since I started, and they'll probably be on my cars until I'm done racing.
Well, I got to keep family close, and he does, but the competition, he keeps far away. Cohen McDaniel, the USCS Sprint Car winner from last weekend, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where can folks follow you on the internet to keep up with what you're doing, where you're going, and, find you on social and everything else like that?
I'm Cohen McDaniel Racing. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I guess we're going to try to get on X now.
Going to get on X and keep that social media going. Follow Cohen McDaniel, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, headed to a victory lane in a sprint car near you. Cohen, thank you for joining us and being a part of our ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Underway.
This is a crown jewel race.
It's a 600-mile salute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
It's do what we love because of the sacrifices that were made by our military heroes.
If you win this one, you'll carry it with you forever.
It's NASCAR's toughest test for man and machine.
It's the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Dirt Super Late Model, three in a row winner, a superstar by any stretch of the imagination, definitely so, the Reaper, Ryan Gustin. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the show. And with any nickname, there's always some backstory on it. We'll just start there. How'd you get the name, the Reaper? Who gave it to you? And when did that all go down?
We were up in Deer Creek running a USMTS show. It was toward the end of the year. I think it was the fall jamboree. And we put a new wrap on the car and I had a big Reaper up the side of it. So the nickname just kind of stuck. People started calling us the Reaper.
Yeah, it has seemed to. I bet it sells a T-shirt or two every now and then, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely doesn't hurt. That's for sure.
Well, it doesn't hurt going to Victory Lane three different times, three different series, three different states. My gosh, Paragon in Indiana with the Northern All-Stars, Brownstown, Illinois with the Mars Series, and most recently, just a few days back, Farmington Empire, which is in Missouri with the MLRA. And I saw what has to be a keeper. I know you drivers get all the pictures in Victory Lane, but to stand next to Tony Jackson Jr. and Billy Moyer in that Victory Lane on that evening, how special were those moments, and to look at yourself there with two of the icons in that region?
No, it's pretty cool for sure. You know, anytime you can really go anywhere and outrun Jackson, you know, you've done something right. And really anywhere in the country and outrun Moyer, you've done something right. You know, obviously he's getting up there in age, but he gets the car right for him and the track's right. Man, he's as tough as anybody to beat still this day.
Well, Ryan Gustin, the Reaper, is showing that he is one of those tough guys today for sure to beat anywhere, whether it's at Paragon for the Northern All-Stars, Mars Series at Brownstown, MLRA at Farmington Empire, getting it done three in a row. If you're listening in Maquoketa, Iowa on KMAQ Radio, Keokuk in Keokuk, or KVIK in Decorah, home stater here, Ryan Gustin, the Reaper on the profabrication.com hotline. The Profab hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Todd Clooney Racing. You and Todd Clooney Racing seem to be in a really special groove. What has changed? Did you get a new hauler? Are you guys eating different burgers now? Are you exercising? What has made this combination really click here over these last month and a half or so?
I'd say none of the above. What you just said there for sure. Definitely on the exercise and the eating better or whatnot. But, it's just, man, things have started to click. You know, we got a new guy we brought on that's obviously a big part of our crew. Then we got Noah and Pop-Tart still from last year. So just, I mean, when you put different guys in different positions, it takes a little bit for everybody to click and mesh and just try to figure each other out, I guess. And just been working really hard, man. Like the guys have put in a lot of hours. I put in a lot of hours myself, just making sure everything is up to par and right. You know, where I feel like we've not necessarily not worked hard before, but not as hard as what we've been working. And I really feel like that's the main key right there.
Well, you can see it with the rewards that Ryan Gustin is getting now. Three different series, three different states, three different tracks, and win, win, win coming off that as he builds momentum towards what I would imagine is going to be a heck of a summer. And you mentioned moving people around and things like that, and of course, hard work. Are you using sim? Are you, sketching things out on paper differently? What do you think has helped the driver the most in this transition to really make you feel comfortable when you're trying to wheel it up against the wall or down at the bottom or wherever you need it to be?
We don't really use any sims or anything like that. We just kind of do it the old school way. You know, if we're going to a new place or whatnot, you get on YouTube and try to study, various nights and just kind of get an average of what the track condition is going to be and where the line's at and so forth and so on, but I'd say, like I said, the biggest thing is just been the working hard and, just paying attention to the racetrack a lot more and staying on top for adjustments.
Got to stay on top for those adjustments for sure. A day at a dirt track, the track itself almost a living competitor, if you will, with the different ways that it moves and grooves and such. And you have to be ready to go high, to go low, and things like that. If you could dial in just the right track combination for you, are you a guy that wants to run, banging that top board so that you can knock the spoiler off almost, or you want to be down there, you know, in the catfish zone there, moving around the mud on the bottom. What makes you feel the best as a race driver as far as the track and its conditions?
I mean, I really honestly prefer it, you know, kind of really black top to bottom where you can kind of float the middle or, you know, cut back across or even a little bit of mud ring around the bottom where it'll keep up with the middle, you know, just kind of momentum in. Or, I mean, if it goes to the top, well, our car will go to the top too, you know, but my preference is, you know, smooth and slick right through the middle.
Wow. And it's always fun to watch. I have seen it up close. Ryan Gustin, the Reaper, joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, coming off the Northern All-Stars win at Paragon in Indiana to Brownstown, Illinois for the Mars Series and the MLRA at Farmington Empire. This guy is one of the hottest super late model drivers in the country and always a factor no matter what. What's the goal for this summer? Have you got places? Are you going after big event wins? You going to run for points? Where should folks kind of determine, you know, where they should find you? Because it looks like right now you're one of the shows that everybody needs to see.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're running for points on the Outlaw deal, so we'll be at all the Outlaw races. And then we're planning on running the whole flow deal also. The
midweek money thing that they do?
Yeah, we're going to run all those and probably hit and miss some summer national races and obviously hit and miss some Lucas shows. We'll be at Eldora for all the crown jewels there, and any of the big events will be there.
Where can we find one of them Reaper t-shirts or you on social media?
You can get them on the either Reaper Nation on Facebook or Todd Kearney Motorsports Facebook page. It has a link on there. It'll take you to our website.
And get one of those, a Keeper the Reaper. Ryan Gustin, 3 in a row in dirt super late models, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. We certainly appreciate his time, and fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, all across the country, they're going to be out there trying to race grassroots. A couple of them may get a little bit of weather, but others are going to be throwing the green and the checkered flags, and fans will be on their feet. Get out, support grassroots racing. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.